in the wilderness wanderings of the Lord Jesus Christ. Sorry, of the children of Israel.
那我们过去几周一直在学习几个旧约的以色列人啊，在旷野的故事作为我们的境界啊。
And so today we're going to start way back in the book of Numbers, chapter 14.
那今天我们会继续回到民数记的14章来学习那个故事。
The story is that the children of Israel had built the tabernacle, they had been walking with God, and they walked right up to the entrance to the promised land.
那这个故事里呢犹太人他们建好了会幕然后来到就一直往前跟随摩西走啊就走到了迦南地前
All they had to do was just go over the hill and they would be in the promised land but when they got there they had to fight their enemies
他们要做的就是翻过那座山进了迦南地但是呢他们需要在这之前打一场仗来打敌人
And instead of recognizing that the Lord had led them miraculously every way,
在这之前呢，神每一天以神迹的方式带领他们。
They thought the enemies are so big and so powerful, they probably will defeat us.
所以他们认为呢，敌人呢太强大了，可能他们会输的。
But the Lord had led them miraculously. All this time, why would he stop now? If he said, you go in and fight them, and I will drive them out before you, why would they not believe that?
大家可以想一想，在这之前，神每天给他们神迹，为什么现在会遗弃他们呢？神会带着他们进到迦南地，把在他们面前消灭他们的仇敌，为什么他们不信呢？
But there is something like us.
所以这就有点像我们了。
And we often say,It would be easy for the Lord to do something for us, but I'm not sure he could do something through us or in us.
所以我们更容易相信呢，主给我们做一点事啊，为我们做，而不是在我里面或者通过我来做一点事。
So up to this point, the Lord had continually done things for them.
所以在这之前的神一直不停地做很多的事，就是为他们做的。
And so they didn't have to worry about what they were going to eat or drink.
所以他们不需要担心他们每天要吃喝什么。
The Lord gave them miraculous manna every morning.
神每天早晨给他们神奇的玛纳。
He gave them miraculous water from the rock.
也从磐石里给他们神迹的水。
And so they just sat back, watched the Lord working for them, and they said, "This is great."
所以他们就坐在那儿，看见神为他们做的美好的事，他们说：“哎，这太棒了。”
Then the Lord said, "Now I'm going to work through you. You go ahead, and you can win the battle fighting those enemies."
所以现在神说呢，我现在要通过你来做，你上去打那仇敌啊，这就不是为他做，是通过他来做了。
And they said, "Oh, those enemies are very, very big. I don't want to fight them."
然后他们说，不，那些仇敌太大了，我们打不了他们。
And God says, "But if I can fight for you, don't you think I can fight through you?"
所以神说呢，我既然能为你征战，难道不能通过你征战吗？
And they resisted the Lord. They would not believe him.
所以他们就不相信神了，抵挡神了。
The greatest sin that anybody can commit is to say to the Lord, "I don't believe you."
所以最大的罪啊，一个人能犯的就是对神说，我不相信你。
When the Lord says, "This is what I will do for you. This is what I can do for you," your job is simply to believe it and obey.
当神说呢，这是我要为你做的，这是我。要通过你做的你要做的事情就是顺服他就好了
So one of the big things I had to learn in my life was that when the Lord said I want you to do it I had to say all right I will
所以我的一生学习最好的这个经历就是神说这是我要你做的我说呢我愿意
And many times in my life I have done things that I knew I could not do.
在我生命中也经常会有这样的情形，我做一些其实我知道这 不应该做的。
And when it's over, I look back and I say, that's amazing. God worked through me.
然后呢，当我回头看的时候呢，我发现，哎，神通过我来做的事啊，是很神奇的。
All right. Maybe just one other parallel so that we understand the story.
所以我们用一些平行的例子来更好地理解这故事。
The big enemies that you have in your life are very often the sins that you used to commit.
所以你的生命里哈，最大的敌人啊，在你里面呢，经常是你原来犯过的罪。
And you often end up saying,I believe the Lord Jesus Christ can save me and take me to heaven, but he couldn't keep me from doing that sin.
所以你甚至会到一个地步，你说我相信耶稣会救我，带我去天堂，但是我不是太确定他是不是真的能让我不再犯这个罪。
And some people don't even try.
有的人甚至到一个程度连试都不敢去试一下。
They just say, I couldn't do that.
说我就做不到，做不到。
But the Lord's plan is to change our lives.And work in us and work through us.
所以神的计划就是改变我们的生命啊，在我里面做工，也借着我来开始做事。
And so instead of saying I can't,
所以呢，你不要说呢我不能。
We must say, Lord, would you help me?
你说呢，主啊，你能不能帮助我呢？
If the Lord will help us, we could do lots of things, couldn't we?
如果主帮助我们，我们就能做很多的事，不是吗？
So one of the names of the Holy Spirit of God is in Greek the Paraclete.
所以圣灵啊，在希腊文里有一个词呢，表达它的叫做 Paraclete.
So this is not an ESL lesson. This is a Greek SL lesson.
所以这不是个 ESL， 不是英语课了，是希腊文课了。
Okay. The word Paraclete.Has two parts.
So paraclete, 这个希腊文呢，它有两个词根。
Para is the first part.
Para 就是第一个词根。
And para means alongside.
Para 就意味着呢，平行和这个陪伴的意思。
Okay, parallel. What's that mean?
那 parallel 这个词是什么意思？
It means lines that are alongside one another.
Parallel 就平行线。Parallel.
Okay.Paralyzed. What's that mean?
Paralyzed 什么意思？
It means you can't move. Your legs don't move. They do not go together.
对，就是他没有办法就瘸了，他就没办法一起的行动，做不到平行。
Parachute. What's that mean?
那再说一个单词 ，parachute 什么意思啊
？Parachute is something that goes with you when you're falling to the ground.
就是你。从上往从天上掉下来的时候跟随你的那样东西就是降落伞。
It's a chute that goes with you so that you don't kill yourself when you jump out of an airplane.
所以呢这样的一个 chute 就是一个伞呢一直跟着你使你呢从飞机上掉下来不会摔死。
So what does paraclete mean?
所以 paraclete 回到这个词什么意思呢
?The suffix clete sounds like call.
所以后缀 clete 的就是 call, 就是呼召的意思。
Comes from the same Greek root call.
Call.
So, paraclete, one who is called alongside.
所以那一个被呼召、被召的是陪伴你在身边的，就是 paraclete.
Okay. So sometimes you need a helper.
所以有的时候呢，你是需要一个帮助者的。
And when you need a helper.You like to call him alongside to help you.
所以当你有这个帮助者呢，你就希望他就在你边上帮助你。
When I need a helper, I like to call a big man.
所以我需要帮助的时候呢，我希望有一个特别强壮的男人在我边上。
Because I'm sort of a small guy, and I like a big guy to help me.
所以我不是一个特强壮的人，我希望边上有一个特壮的人帮助我。
So, I've told you this before.But do you know the best way to win at any sport when you're playing doubles? Okay, doubles, ping pong, doubles, singles, doubles.
所以当你知道双打的时候，什么方式是最好赢的吗
What's the most important thing if you want to win at doubles?
所以双打的时候什么要赢最好最重要的是什么呢
Have a very strong
partner. Get a good partner.
就是你的那个陪伴的那个人你的帮手是好的。
If you've got a really good partner, you'll win.
所以你的那个同伴最好呢你就能赢。
Only once did I, was I in a doubles ping pong tournament.
那他曾经打乒乓球也打过双打。
And my partner was very upset.
他打过一次但他的那个同伴特别伤心。
Okay. He didn't have a very good partner.
因为他真的有一个特别糟糕的同伴。
Now, the Holy Spirit of God is the paraclete.
所以神的圣灵啊，就是这个 Paraclete。
He's the one who wants to come alongside you and help you。
他就是那一位呢，想到你身边陪伴你、帮助你的那一位。
Do you think he could do a good job if he were to help you？
你觉得他如果要来帮助你，你会不会做得很好呢
？Do you think you could do a good job if he were to help you？
如果他来帮助你，你会不会做的一个很棒的工作呢
？Do you think Israel could have won the battle？If the Holy Spirit of God had been helping them,
如果圣灵帮助以色列人，他们能不能胜这场仗呢
？Why didn't they fight?
那为什么他们就不肯打呢
？Because they didn't believe that God would help them.
因为他们不相信神会帮助他们。
One other simple story.
好，再有一个简单的故事。
Johnny went to school.
小孩 Johnny 去学校。
Johnny was like me.
Johnny 就像我一样。
Johnny couldn't draw very well.
Johnny 画画画得很糟糕。
The teacher said, "Children, today we are going to draw a picture of a rose. Take your pen, take your paper. We will draw a rose."
老师布置功课了，说今天画画课呢，画玫瑰花，拿你的纸和笔拿出来。
So Johnny didn't know what to do.
然后 Johnny 就开始乱画，他干脆不知道玫瑰花是什么样。
And the teacher took pity on Johnny.
但是这老师呢很怜悯 Johnny.
And the teacher said, Johnny, you hold your pen.
然后他说 Johnny, 你把你的笔拿牢。
And then the teacher took a hold of Johnny's arm.
然后呢老师呢就握住 Johnny 的手。
And so Johnny started to draw on the page.
然后 Johnny 就开始画了，画这个纸上的那个玫瑰了。
And Johnny drew a beautiful rose.
然后 Johnny 画了一幅特别漂亮的玫瑰。
And Johnny said, "Teacher, may I take this home?"
然后 Johnny 问老师，我能不能把这个带回家呢
？And he took it home to his mommy.
然后他带回家给他妈看。
Okay. And he said to his mommy, "Do you like that?"
然后跟他妈妈说，你喜不喜欢这个玫瑰花
？Oh, she said, "Johnny, that's very nice. Who did that?"
然后妈妈说，哎，这太漂亮了，谁画的
？Johnny said, "I did."
Johnny 说，我画的啊。
Okay.That's what God wants to do for you.
这是神想要在你身上做的事。
Jacob said, Genesis 49. Jacob said regarding his son Joseph.
雅各在创世纪四十九章啊，讲到他的儿子约瑟的时候。
He said the arms of his hands were made strong by the mighty.Hand of, I can't remember the last line. Jacob's God or something like that.
雅各的神呐，他的手啊必扶持我。
Jacob basically said, "My God put His hand on Joseph's arm, and Joseph was strong for God."
他说我的神呐，把他的手放在约瑟的手上。就是约瑟变得有强有力。
That's what you and I want, isn't it?
这就是我们想要的吗？不是吗
？We want God to be strong for us. We want Him to work through us.
所以我们希望神在我们通过我们来做事，他抓着我们的手。
God said to the children of Israel, "You go in and fight. I will fight for you. We'll win because I'll be with you."
所以神对以色列人说：“你们去啊，我会为你们征战，我会与你们同在，你们去打就好。”
They said, "No, we won't go in. We're afraid."
但是以色列人说不，我们太害怕了，我们不肯去。
All right, Numbers chapter 14.
民数记十四章。
God spoke to Moses after the children of Israel said, "We won't go in."
然后以色列人说我们不肯去，神就借着通过摩西说话了。
And so we should read just a few verses now, 26 down through 30.
所以我们继续往下读一些经文，二十六节到三十节。
In Chinese first, and then we'll read together in English.
我们先一人一节，先用中文读啊，然后我们再一起用英文读。二十六到三十节，耶和华对摩西、亚伦说：“
这恶会众向我发怨言，我忍耐他们要到几时呢？以色列人向我所发的怨言，我都听见了。
你们告诉他们，耶和华说：我指着我的永生起誓，我必要照你们达到我耳中的话。”
你们的尸首必倒在这旷野，并且你们中间凡被数点从二十岁以外向我发怨言的，
必不得进我起誓应许叫你们住的那地，唯有耶弗尼的儿子加勒和嫩的儿子约书亚才能进去。
All right, verse 25 then is where we started, wasn't it?
26.
All right. The Lord said unto Moses and Aaron, How long will this wicked community grumble against me? I have heard the complaints of these grumbling Israelites. So tell them, as surely as I live, declares the Lord, I will do to you the very things I heard you say. In this desert, your bodies will fall. Every one of you, 20 years old or more, who was counted in the census and who has grumbled against me, not one of you will enter the land I swore with uplifted hand to make your home, except Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. All right, big problem. They said no to God, and they grumbled and grumbled and grumbled, and God said, all right, I'm not going to let you into the land.
所以这是大麻烦啊，他们说不了以后呢，就一直抱怨抱怨抱怨，直到一个程度，神说那好吧，我就不再带你们进这迦南地了。
I said, I promised the land for you, but you would not go in. Now you can't go in.
所以神说我应许了这样应许地给你们，但是你们不愿意进，所以你们就不用再进了。
All right. So, what can I say? When is the best time to become a Christian?
什么是成为基督徒最好的时候呢？
This morning, Nicole said,
right now.
现在，对吧？
When is the best time to start fighting the enemies of sin in your life?
什么时候是打你生命中那个罪的仇敌最好的时候？
Right now.
现在。
Don't wait.
不要等了。
And if you put it off and put it off and put it off and put it off, you might get to the point where it's not going to be easy.
所以如果你一直往后推呀、啊、推呀、啊、推，推到一个点呢，可能你就没有办法那么容易去胜过了。
So this is God's plan. God says, you trust the Lord, and then you start following me. Don't say, I believe you, but I'm not going to follow you now.
所以你说我信靠你，我就现在跟随你。所以你不能说呢，我信靠你，我现在先不跟随你，我以后再说。
They actually said something very foolish.
但他们却说了一些很愚蠢的话。
Earlier in the chapter, when they were complaining, they said it would be better for us if we had died in the wilderness than go into the promised land.
之前他们说的话，在这章早一点的时候，他说呢，还不如啊，我们死在旷野啊，那不跟你进去啊。
So the Lord said, "All right, I heard that. That's exactly what will happen."
所以主说，那好，我听见了，那要不就这么安排吧。
And so they didn't go into the promised land. They died in the wilderness instead.
所以他们的确没有进迦南地，的确都死在了旷野。
So you just be very careful when you complain to God.
所以你要小心啊，当你抱怨，向神抱怨的时候。
You and I all have difficult days in life.
你我呢都会在生命里啊有困难的时候。
Don't say foolish things to God.
所以在那个时候不要向神说很愚蠢的话。
These people said foolish things. They said it'd be better if we died in the wilderness than go into the promised land. He said, all right, you can die in the wilderness. That's what you want.
所以他们跟神说呢，他们不愿意去迦南地打仗，所以他说还不如死在旷野呢，我也不要进迦南地。那神就答应了他们。
So I've told you probably several times that there are four ways God answers prayer.
所以我可能告诉过大家啊，神响应人的祷告呢有四种的方式。
How many prayers does God answer?
神回应多少祷告啊？
How many prayers when you pray? How many prayers does God answer?
当你祷告的时候，有多少祷告神是回应的？
Every. He answers every prayer. Is that good news? That's very good news. What answers does he have? He has four different answers.
对，所以每一个他都回应，但是呢，他回应的回答是有四种。
Answer number one is.
第一个回答。
Yes.
第一个回答是是。
That's very very nice. We like that answer.
我们喜欢这样的回答。
Answer number two is.Later.
第二个回答呢是晚一点。
And he often wants to give us things, but he says, I'll give it to you later. It wouldn't be good for me to give it right now. I'll just give it to you later.
所以是我会给你，但是呢现在不是时候，晚一点对你更好，叫晚一点。
Answer number three is, I will give you something better.
第三个呢就是我会给你更好的。
That's very encouraging.
这是使我们很鼓励的。
I don't know what to ask for.
我也不知道甚至该怎么为这件事求。
He says, Harold, that would be very nice, but I got something better for you.
所以他会说 Harold, 你说得很好，但是我有更好的计划给你。
I say, okay, that's, I'm in favor of that. You got something better.
那时候我说哎呀我太喜欢了，因为这个是肯定比我想的要好。
Number four.
第四个呢
is a tough one. It says,Oh, all right, if you insist.
第四个呢就是哦、oh, 好吧如果你这么坚持那就这样吧。
Sometimes you could ask for things that are wrong.
所以有的时候呢你会要求一些事情是错的。
And instead of allowing him to give you something better, you might say, I want that, I want that, I want it now.God might say, oh, all right, if you insist, I'll give it to you. It's not going to be good.
所以你没有让神的旨意成全啊，或者说呢，你没有让他给你更好的东西，你就一直说，我就要我这个，我就要我这个，我就是要这个。那神会说，那好吧，那就按你说的去做吧。
All right, let's go back now to our reading.
好，我们回到我们的。
Verse 31.
31节啊。
As for your children that you said would be taken as plunder, I will bring them in to enjoy the land you have rejected.
但你们的妇人孩子，就是你们说要被掳掠的，我必把他们领进去，就是你们所厌弃的那地。
But you, your bodies will fall in the desert.
至于你们，你们的尸首必倒在这旷野。
Your children will be shepherds here for 40 years, suffering for your unfaithfulness until the last of your bodies lies in the desert.
你们的儿女必在旷野漂流40年，担当你们淫行的罪，直到你们的尸首在旷野消灭。
For 40 days, one year for each of the 40 years, one year for each of the 40 days you explored the land, you will suffer for your sins and know.What it is like to have me against you.
按你们窥探那地的四十日，一年顶一日，你们要担当罪孽四十年，就知道我与你们疏远了。
I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will surely do these things to this whole wicked community which has banded together against me. They will meet their end in this desert. Here they will die.
我耶和华说过，我总要这样待一切聚集敌我的恶会众，他们必在这旷野消灭，在这里死亡。
Okay. So when we get over to 1 Corinthians chapter 10, Paul is arguing, saying, Don't be like these people.
所以当我们来到哥林多前书十章的时候，保罗就告诉那时候的哥林多人啊，说不要像这些以色列人一样。
Learn from what God has taught other people.
所以要从神教导其他人的这个例子里啊，学到教训。
Okay, would you learn that, please? Make sure that you learn from what God has taught other people, not just yourself.
所以确切的要从神教导别人的例子里啊学到，而不单单是神教导你。
There was a man in the Old Testament who resisted God. His name was Nebuchadnezzar.
旧约有一个人呢，他很抵挡神，他的名字叫尼布甲尼撒。
And Nebuchadnezzar said, No God, no God, no God, no God. And finally, God punished Nebuchadnezzar.
所以尼布甲尼撒王呢，就一直跟神说不不不不，直到呢神惩罚他。
He had been the emperor of the world.
所以尼布甲尼撒是当时世界的王啊。
And because he said no to God, God took away his sanity.
所以当他一直跟神说不的时候呢，神就使他失去理智了。
He changed him so much that the man actually acted like an ox, and he lived in the garden, and he ate grass.
所以这个人呢，就开始变得，尼布甲尼撒王就变得像一只公牛一样，然后他整天在外面吃草。
And then God in his mercy,restored him to his kingdom, because he acknowledged that God was ruling in the heavens.
直到有一天呢，神在他的怜悯里呢，使尼布甲尼撒又恢复了心智，他就意识到他是天上有一个更大的神在掌权。
That was a very powerful lesson for him, and Nebuchadnezzar learned from God.On the basis of what God did to Nebuchadnezzar.
所以这是个非常强的教训啊。所以尼布甲尼撒王在他这个经历里呢，学习到了很多。
But Nebuchadnezzar had a grandson.
他呢还有个孙子。
And God had to speak to his grandson one night and say to the grandson, "You're wrong. You would not listen to me."
所以有一次呢，神就必须得跟他的孙子啊，在一天晚上说呢，你是错的，你不愿意听我的。
He said, "You wouldn't obey me in spite of the fact that I taught your grandfather all these things."
即便我教导你祖父是这么多事情啊，你依然不愿意听从我的话。
So God's going to hold you and me responsible for what He teaches you, for what He teaches me.
所以神会。在你我身上看我们的责任，因为他给了我们很多的教导。
But God might very well teach you for what He taught your mother or your father.
所以他也会借着教导你父母呢，一样，你也可以从中学到教导。
Your sister, your brother, your friend.
你的兄弟姐妹，你的朋友。
God doesn't have to teach you every lesson. He'll hold you responsible for what He taught others that you know.
但是呢，神虽然不会在你身上把所有的教导都告诉你，但是呢，你依然是需要为对他人的教导，你所知道的事啊，神的教导你要负责的，因为教导别人你也听见了。
So, you can imagine being on Judgment Day.
所以你可以想一想，在审判日的时候。
And God says to you, "Did you do that?"
神对你说呢，你做没做这件事呢
？And you say, "Yes, I shouldn't have done that, but I did that."
你说是我不应该做的，但我还是做了。
Is it possible he might say, "Didn't you remember what I did to so and so in the Bible?"
那他会不会这么说呢？你难道不记得我对同样的事情我是怎么对待圣经里的某某某吗
？I had to speak to a friend of mine a while ago.
有一次呢，我要跟我的一个朋友说话。
And I had to say to him, and these are the words I quoted. I said.You must not go to Tarshish.
这是我就跟他说的原话啊，我说你不能去他师，他师是个地名，圣经的地名。
What was I saying? Jonah was told to do this. Jonah said, "No, I'm not going to Nineveh. I'm going to go to Tarshish."
所以这就是一个约拿的故事里的情节了，就是 神告诉约拿去尼尼微，约拿说我就不去，我就是要去他施。
I said to my friend, you must not go to Tarshish. You've got to do what God wants you to do.
所以我就告诉我那朋友，你不能去他施，你要去神让你去的地方。
He didn't learn.
但他没有学到这个教导。
From what God did to Jonah.
他没有学到神借着约拿传出来的教导。
So God is going to teach you. He teaches you from all these stories in the Bible.
所以神会借着所有这些圣经的故事，也一样教导今天的我们呢。
All right, back to our story then. I think we're at verse 36, are we not?
Yeah, 35 finish.
Try. Why don't you read the next paragraph then?
36 to 38. 刚才停在谁呢？我们再读三节，36到38。三十六。
摩西所打窥探那地的人回来报那地的恶信，叫全会众向摩西发怨言，这些报恶信的人都遭瘟疫死在耶和华面前，
其中唯有嫩的儿子约书亚和耶夫尼的儿子加勒仍在存活。
So the men Moses had sent to explore the land, who returned and made the whole community grumble against him by spreading a bad report about it. These men, responsible for spreading the bad report about the land, were struck down and died of a plague before the Lord. Of the men who went to explore the land,Only Joshua, son of Nun, and Caleb, son of Jephunneh, survived. All right. Very serious. Especially if you have the position of leading the people.
所以这非常糟糕，尤其是当你还有一个位置啊，要带领全民的时候。
Do any of you have anybody following you?
我们在座的有没有其他人跟随你呢？
Raise your hand if anybody is following you.
那如果有人跟随你，举手。
You've all got to put your hand up.
我们都会举手的。
Everybody has people following them.
其实每一个人背后都是有人跟着你。
Your children will be following you.
至少你的孩子会跟着你。
Your sisters and brothers will probably be following you.
有的时候呢，你的兄弟姐妹有的也会跟着你。
Your parents, your neighbors, your friends, they'll probably be following you.
你的父母或者你的邻居有的时候也会跟着你。
We all have people following us.
所以每一个人都会身后有人跟着你。
That means you must be very, very careful where you go.
这就意味着你要非常小心你是往哪走的。
The Lord Jesus tells a story about blind people following blind people.
有一次耶稣讲到这样的例子，说瞎子领瞎子的例子。
What happens when blind people follow blind people?
如果一个瞎子领另一个瞎子会怎么样呢？
They both end up in the ditch. That's what Jesus said.
所以他们两个都会掉沟里，这就是耶稣说。
So your problem in life is not just that you've got to go in the right direction.You have got to make sure that the people who are following you are going in the right direction.
所以圣经的教导是不单是你要走去对的方向啊，你要小心，因为你身后有跟随你的人，他们也要你带着走去对的方向。
And so the Lord Jesus says in Matthew 23.
所以耶稣在马太二十六章说呢。
He says regarding the religious leaders, he said, "You won't go in."To God's blessings.
所以他对那个法利赛人说，你们自己啊，不想进到神的应许里，神的祝福里。
But he says the people who are following you, you won't let them go in either.
然后你身后跟的人呢，你也不想让他们进去。
And so all this congregation spent the 40 years in the wilderness.
所以这样一大群的以色列人啊，在旷野待了40年。
But the 10 people who led them were killed.
但是这十个拆进去探子本来要带领他们的却被杀了。
So we must be very, very careful that we lead a path that the people following us can follow, and if they follow us, they'll be in the right direction.
所以我们要小心呢，我们要让跟随我们的人跟随的是对的方向，一条对的路。
So Lorna Biggs' father used to preach at this chapel.
Lorna Biggs. Okay. Lorna Biggs 姊妹的父亲啊，以前在这个教会讲道。
And when I was younger, I listened to him, and this is what he said.
那我小的时候呢，我是听他讲道的，他是这么说的。
He said, "I must lead in such a good direction that people following me 100 years from now will be on the right path."
他说呢，我要Amen. 他说我要走一条对的路啊，到一个程度呢，即便我身后一百年里的人，他在跟随这条路呢，还是对的。
Okay. Now I heard that 40 years ago.
所以我是听见这个讲道也是四十年了。
I'm still trying to follow him.
那我可以证明这四十年之后呢，我还是想要跟随他。
Because he led in the right path.
因为他选的路是对的。
All right. So much for our story. Let's keep reading.
好，你继续往下。
39.
39. 2. Yeah, those two verses, please. 39和40节。
摩西将这些话告诉以色列众人，他们就甚悲哀。清早起来上山顶去，说：“我们在这里，我们有罪了，情愿上耶和华所应许的地方去。”
All right. When Moses reported this to all the Israelites, they mourned bitterly. Early the next morning, they went up toward the high hill country. "We have sinned," they said. "We will go up to the place the Lord promised." Is that wise or foolish?
这个是智慧还是愚蠢呢？
Okay. Problem is, they weren't sure that the Lord was with them.
所以呢，他们要确切知道啊，神是跟他们在一起。
Okay. Yesterday they could have gone and the Lord would be with them.
所以昨天他们去呢，神就跟他们在一起了。
But they said no, and the Lord said, "All right, I won't be with you."
所以他说不，神就说呢，那我不跟你们在一起。
They said, "Well, we'll go anyway."
那他们就又说呢，那我还是要去。
What's going to happen if you try to fight and the Lord's not with you?
如果你神不跟你在一起，你要去打会怎么样？
You're going to lose.
你肯定会输啊。
And so they said, "Well, okay, I made a mistake. Now I'm going to do what I know."
他们说呢，那我错了，那我现在去。不不不，是这样。
Obedience to the Lord is you do the Lord's work, the Lord's way, at the Lord's time.
所以顺服就意味着你做神的工，用神的方式，以及在神指定的时间。
Okay, verse 41.
41节。
But Moses said, "Why are you disobeying the Lord's command? This will not succeed. Do not go up, because the Lord is not with you. You will be defeated by your enemies, for the Amalekites and the Canaanites will face you there. Because you have turned away from the Lord, he will not be with you, and you will fall by the sword."
摩西说，你们为何违背耶和华的命令呢？这事不能顺利了，不要上去，因为耶和华不在你们中间，恐怕你们被仇敌杀败了。亚玛利人和迦南人都在你们面前，你们必倒在刀下，因为你们退回不跟从耶和华，所以他必不与你们同在。
Was that a good warning?
这是不个好的警告。
Yeah. What happened?
发生什么了呢？
Verse 44.
44节。
Nevertheless, in their presumption, they went toward the high hill country, though neither Moses nor the Ark of the Lord's Covenant moved from the camp. Then the Amalekites and Canaanites who lived in that hill country came down and attacked them and beat them down all the way to Hormah.
他们却善赶上山顶去，然而耶和华的约柜和摩西没有出营，于是亚玛利人和住在那山上的迦南人都下来击打他们。把他们杀退了，直到荷尔玛。
All right, so That was a very, very important story. That's the end of the story.
这是个非常重要的故事，这个故事到这结束了。
It teaches us that God wants to do His work for us and through us and in us.
所以他告诉我们呢，神愿意祝福我们，为我们做事，也通过我们做事，也在我们里面做事。
And sometimes we've got to rise then, and we've got to say, I will do what God wants me to do, in spite of the fact that it's hard, in spite of the fact that under normal circumstances, I might even be defeated, but I will do what God demands I do.
有的时候我们会起来，需要有这样的勇气说，我就是要做神让我要我去做的事，即便我很可能会很害怕，我担心会被打败，但是我不管怎样，总是要去做，神教导我，带领我要去做的事。
All right, and there are many stories that I would like to tell you at this point.
我在这个点呢，其实有很多故事想告诉大家。
The missionaries can all tell you great stories about how God.Answered their prayers when they decided to go and do what God wanted them to do.
因为很多的传教士呢，会给你们有很多很好的见证来分享，说当神听他们的祷告啊，带领他们去做，就是他们想要做的事，神怎样回应这样的祷告。
Believe God, do what He wants you to do, and He will bless you.
所以你相信神，做神让你要去做的事，神就必祝福你。
All right, question time before we go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
所以这个故事讲完了，有没有什么问题啊？在我们回到哥林多前书十章之前。
Question.
Yeah.
On the word 40, they say that we have a sin. So at this point, not like they are, that means they have sin, though, and they are regret.So why the call is not with you anymore? Is Philip is too late or?
Yes, they said we have sinned. But,
I translate the question.
That's right, yes.
我先把问题翻译一下，就是，问题是四十节哈，就是这里说到我们有罪了啊，那既然他们已经悔改了，为什么神不与他们同在呢？是这个问题是吧？
All right. They said we have sinned.
他们说呢，我们犯罪了，我们有罪了，是。
But then Moses said, "Now this is the command of God."
那摩西现在的话呢，说这是神的命令。
But they didn't believe him.
但他们还是不相信摩西。
Okay, verses 41, 42, 43, Moses said, "Don't do it."
41, 42, 43节，摩西讲得很清楚，说不要这么做。
So how?They sinned in the past, but then they sinned again.
So, they said we have sinned in the past, but they sinned again. But now they don't believe God.
So there's not much good in saying, "Okay, I'm sorry, God, that I did that bad thing. Now, excuse me, I've got to go and do it again."
So you this say is not much meaningful. You say, "Lord, I'm sorry, I did that bad thing. That thing I did was bad. That thing was very bad. But now I still want to do it again."
Okay.Many people live like that.
我们很多人其实生命是这样的。
Yeah. So repentance is, I did it once, I won't do it again.
Amen.
That's what repentance is.
Amen. 所以悔改哈、啊、是说呢，是的，我这件事是我做的，我做错了，但从现在开始，我真的不想做了，我再不想做一遍这样的事。
Another question.
还有没有什么呢？
刚才那个说到那个约柜，那个约柜现在在什么地方？那里面那些东西的话，那些内容是我们现在还在运吗
？Okay, so you talk about Ark of Covenant. So where
Ark of the Covenant? Yes.
So where is it, this Ark of Covenant? And he said, so the Ten Commandments in it, are we still using it?
What, the question was, where is the Ark of the Covenant
yeah.
today? Or yeah, where
today,
was it then?
Today. So, 今天是吧?
All right. The Ark of the Covenant is a very important part of the tabernacle. And we're not going to spend a lot of time today going into it. We're studying it on Sunday night.
Yeah. 所以呢，我们周日的晚上在学出埃及记啊，那时候我们就在讲这个约柜的例子，所以我们今天不花多时间讲这个约柜啊。
The question is what happened to the Ark of the Covenant？
所以问题是呢，这个约柜现在怎么样了
？And it traveled with the children of Israel all down through the days of the tabernacle。It was in the temple when Solomon built the temple, but some point, I'm not sure exactly where, the Ark of the Covenant was no longer in the temple.
所以呢，约柜从造了开始呢，就一直跟随以色列人，进到了迦南地，在会幕的时代，以及呢，在后来圣殿，所罗门圣殿的时代呢，都在圣殿里。但是呢，在某一个时间点，就在这之后啊，有这个第二圣殿之后的这个某一个时间点，这约柜就不在了。
The Jewish people today, people who say they're following the Old Testament, they are preparing to have temple or tabernacle worship in the land of Israel, in Jerusalem, in the near future.
所以今天的犹太人呢，就是今天依然跟随旧约的这些犹太人呢，他们已经准备呢，想在同样的地方，也就是犹太耶路撒冷和圣殿山上呢，再建起这座圣殿啊，想要去恢复对神的敬拜。
So some of you then, when you're in Israel in April, May, will go to the Institute for Holy Land Studies.
那我们会去啊，到时候如果要去圣地旅行的时候呢，我们会去这个一个学院去学习一下。
And you will find many things related to temple or tabernacle worship all ready to go.
所以你会发现有很多的跟这个敬拜跟圣殿相关的事情啊，都已经预备好了。
The clothes that the priests are going to have to wear, they've already been made.
所以那个祭司袍啊，今天已经又重新做起来了，已经做好了，已经在那里。
The high priest is going to have to wear a mitre on his brow, which will read "Holiness to the Lord."
对，所以祭司的帽子大祭司的帽子也已经做好了上面是至圣，应该是归圣，归耶和华为圣啊。
It will be made of pure gold.
而且是上面的字是用纯金写的，归耶和华为圣的字。
And I have already seen it.
我见了，我看到了。
It's there. It's ready to go.
全部做好了，祭司袍，祭司的帽子。
But in order to have full tabernacle worship, they need the Ark of the Covenant.
但是如果要把整个都建全呢，约柜是必须的。
So Shane's question is, where is the Ark of the Covenant?
Shane 的问题，这个约柜在哪呢？
And the answer is, we don't know for sure.
答案就是呢，我们也不知道。
Some of the Jewish people say they know where it is.
有的犹太人说呢，他们相信，他们知道在哪里。
But they don't dare tell anybody.
但他们不敢告诉任何人。
Because if they did,The other religions of the world would steal it and destroy it.
因为他们说了呢，其他地上的宗教的人会冲过来偷了，然后毁了。
So there's all kinds of stories about it, and we don't know.
所以关于约柜有太多的说法和版本了，我们真的不知道。
The Christian doesn't have to know.
还有更重要的，基督徒其实不需要知道。
Because when the temple worship is restored, the church will probably already be in heaven.
因为按照圣经的预言呢，真的等到第三圣殿建起来，在上面的敬拜又开始的时候呢，教会应该就被提了。
So God knows where it is.
所以神知道在哪里神知道。
And if it's still here, He will allow it to be found at the right time. If not, then He will arrange for some other manufacture of it.
如果约柜依然存在在某一个地方，神会在合适的时间让它就出现了。如果约柜其实不需要了，在圣殿里，他会有换其他的方式让圣殿的敬拜就是 又重新起来。
So periodically you will find in the popular press another article on where is the Ark of the Covenant.
所以时不时的呢，在今天的媒体里，会有人再写一篇，哎，我觉得约柜在哪里的文章。
That is not the important thing.
所以这不是那最重要的事情。
Where is Jesus today?
那今天耶稣在哪里啊？
He's in heaven.
他在天
上。Where else is Jesus today?
耶稣也在我们的心里啊。
Where else is Jesus today?
他还在哪里呢？
Well, he's right in the center here.
他也在这儿。
Okay.
他就在中间啊。
He says, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I." In the midst of them.
因为神说呢，耶稣说呢，如果你们两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就在你们中间。
So if we could see him, he's going to be right here in the center of our tables.
所以我们现在只看不见，但他现在就在这里。
That's all that matters.
对，所以这个是最重要的，约柜并不那么重要。
Do we worry where the Ark of the Covenant is?
所以我们不会担心约柜到究竟在哪里。
No, the Ark of the Covenant is just a picture.Jesus is the reality.
所以约柜只是一个图像，耶稣才是那本体。
Who's going to help you when you live Jesus this afternoon and tomorrow?
那谁会帮助你呢？今天下午和明天。
The Holy Spirit of God.
圣灵了，圣灵会帮助。
Would he be of any greater help if the Ark of the Covenant were here in this room?
就算约柜今天在这个房间里，会给你更大的帮助吗？
No.
No. You remember the story in the Old Testament.
你们都记得旧约这个故事了。
They went to war.
他们去打仗，以色列人。
Hophni and Phinehas said, "We better take the Ark of the Covenant with us."
哈弗尼和腓尼哈呢，他们就说，我们要把那以利两个儿子说，我们要扛这个约柜去。
Instead of believing in God, they believed in the box.
他们不相信那活的永生神，他们相信这盒子，这约柜盒子。
They lost the battle.
当然，他们输了。
All right, any other thoughts?
I heard the earth and the heaven will be filled, but the world's God will remain forever. I think the most law is from God. From God. But today, we don't follow the most law. We only follow the common law system from England.But why we don't follow the what's the law for today? We don't stone anyone to death anymore. We only follow the common law from England.
Yeah. 所以他的问题呢，就是神说呢，律法都要废去啊，天地都要废去，律法的一笔一画不会废去。那为什么我们今天不再跟随旧约的律法啊？因为旧约律法是会犯了一些罪，会用石头把人打死的话，我们今天不会用石头把谁打死了。那这是为什么我们今天没有追随这个旧约的律法？是这个意思吧？
我
们
就是遵守
这个新约对新约的这个要求。
All right, several answers. The first answer is this.We in this room do not make the laws of Canada.
那第一个回答呢，就是我们这个房间里的人呢，我们没有制定加拿大的法律。
The people who make the laws in Canada don't believe the Bible.
那制定加拿大法律的人呢，其实他们并不都相信圣经。
So that's a major problem.
所以这是一个主要的问题啊。
The other problem is this: you and I don't obey all the laws of Moses.
那第二呢，就是你我呢也都并不完全顺服摩西的律法。
We don't obey the laws of sacrificing an animal every morning and every afternoon.
比方说呢，每天早上和晚上的献祭哈、啊，这就我们就不是按照这个去做的。
Why？
为什么呢
？That's right, you got it. Yeah, the Lord Jesus came and he fulfilled all the pictures of the law.
因为耶稣来了，他完成了所有律法里的这个要求了，他是行权律法的那一位。
So some of you will identify with this story. There was a man who had a wife, and she lived in another country.
所以有一个人呢，他的妻子住在另外一个国家。
He wrote her a letter every day.
这个丈夫呢，每天给妻子写一封信。
And then they both came together in the same country.
最后呢，他们在同一个国家相聚了。
And when they were together, he said, after supper, he said, "Excuse me, I've got to go into the den, and I'm going to write you a letter."
然后呢，这个时候呢，当他们吃完晚饭了以后呢，这丈夫跟妻子说呢。等一等啊，我现在要上那个书房再给你写封信。
She said, "I don't want a letter. I want you."
然后妻子说呢，我为什么要信呢？我不要你吗
？He said, "No, no, no. Get away. I got to go write you a letter."
然后他丈夫说，这妻子你先出去，出去我要写信了。
Okay, that's foolishness.
这是很愚蠢的，不是吗
？You and I don't follow the ceremonial law talking about Jesus. We have Jesus.
所以我们不是去跟随那讲耶稣圣洁本相的那个摩西律法，因为我们有耶稣了。
And in order to impress that upon us and to prove it, the law said you can only offer your sacrifices at the place that I have chosen in Jerusalem.
所以旧约律法说你只能在耶路撒冷我选择的地方啊。这样来献祭啊，这是要求。
And for the last 1900 and how many years, they haven't been able to do that.
快两千年。
There was no place in Jerusalem.
过去快两千年过去了，这他们没办法做到，因为都没地方可献。
So not only do we not do it, we couldn't do it if we wanted to.
所以不但我们也不需要做，就是我想要做，我也做不了啊，我做不也没条件了这个。
So therefore, we're not obliged to keep the ceremonial laws of Moses.
所以我们并不是被要求去持守摩西律法的。
What we do, though, is we have Jesus.
所以我们要做的呢，因为我们已经有耶稣了。
And we know that Jesus loves us.
我们知道耶稣爱我们。
And so we say, "Jesus, I want to follow you. I love you."
然后我们说，耶稣啊，我愿意跟随你，我爱你。
And so our relationship with the Lord Jesus is not one of law.
所以我们的跟随跟耶稣的关系呢，不是从律法出来。
Our relationship with the Lord Jesus has become one of love.
而是在爱里出来的。
He loves us.
因为他爱我们。
And the love of God constrains us to love Him and to follow Him.
所以我们神的爱啊，使我们与他。在一起啊，也跟随主，跟随神。Mindy has a question.
我的问题就是这个上帝这个主，他是可以把所有的事情都归为他所有的。他为什么还需要人给他献祭各种金银财宝，还有什么马牛羊之类的？他想要，他就可以得。
Okay.So the question is regarding the sacrifice. So the God created everything, so everything belongs to God.
Yes.
Why God require man to sacrifice the goat and the lamb, and the ox as the sacrifice to him? And also gold and other, because all these things God has, but why God ask man to offer this to God?
Okay, we better do the translation on that.
Yeah, she asked it in Chinese. So they...
Go. Have you already asked it in Chinese?
Yes.
Yeah, it's in Chinese.
You did.
We all know.
You all know that. I'm the only one who doesn't know. Okay. God could have done things in a totally different way.
神可以完全做完全不一样方式的事情。
God could have created us and there would be no sin.
神可以造我们的没有罪。
God could have destroyed Adam and Eve immediately, started again.
然后呢，当亚当夏娃犯罪了之后呢，神可以立刻把他们给毁了。
But God has a wisdom for having structured things the way He did.
但神有一个智慧啊，是神的这样的安排结构呢是合理的。
Now the theme that we've been studying is this: God wants to do two things for us. He wants to do things for us, and He wants to do things through us.
所以我们最近的主题就是呢，神可以做两件事情在我们身上，他为我们做，或者在我们里面，他通过我们来做。
We have the same thing in families today.
今天我们在家庭里也是一样。
A mother does everything for her baby.
那妈妈呢，也会做很多的事为了她的孩子。
But when the baby gets to be 20 years old,
当这个孩子变20岁的时候呢，
she expects the baby to be doing things because she taught him, showed him, and he, the baby, will bring her great honor and glory by doing things on his own with the help and the power of his father, his mother.
当孩子变二十岁的时候呢，父母对他的教导啊，就改变了他到一个程度呢，这个孩子成为父母的荣耀，他完全顺服父母的话，做出来的事呢，是完全显出了父母教导的荣耀。
So God could have killed all the Amalekites and Canaanites.
那神也可以完全杀了那些亚玛利人和亚摩利人。
And the children of Israel just walk right in.
然后以色列人就进那个空的地就好了。
But God said, no, no.
神说不不不。
I'm going to work through you so that you can begin to get wisdom, get glory, get power. I can do far more through you. That is beneficial rather than just something for you.
所以神说，那不不，我要带着你们，通过你们呢进去，你们来打，我来帮助你们，通过你们打，然后改变你们，这样的方式会比就单单挪掉敌人对孩子们的造就更大。
So God's plan is that we become His children.
所以神的计划呢，是使我们成为他的孩子。
How do we prove that we are His children?
我们怎么证明我们是他的孩子呢？
We're like Him.
我们爱他吗？ Okay. 我们就像他一样。
Some people see me, and they say, "That's you look like your father."
有的人一看我就会说，哎，你长得好像你爸爸。
I say, "I'm not surprised. He is my father."
我说我真的不意外，因为他就是我爸爸嘛。
Okay, but I'm supposed to act like my father.
但我应该行为也像我爸爸，不是吗？
And you are, and I, we are supposed to be like Jesus.
所以你我，我们应该像谁啊？我们应该是像耶稣嘛，对不对？
Okay, and if we are like Jesus,
所以就像我们如果要像耶稣一样，
does our Father get glory?
那天父也没得荣耀啊。
He looks down and sees you. He says, "You know, you look just like my son Jesus."
对，神会指着你说。
He's so happy when he sees.
神会指着你说，哎，你就像我的圣子基督一样，他很高兴。
Okay, and so he gets glory when we're like him. He gets glory when we do things that only he could do, and we do them because he's our helper. He's our paraclete. He helps us.
所以他高兴是因为他做我们做一些事只有他能做的，我们怎么做到呢？他帮助我们，他是我们的 paraclete， 是我们陪伴的那一位啊，圣灵。
I'm not sure, Mindy, whether that answers your question. As a matter of fact, I'm not sure what's going on. Who's where are we? Shane, if we go to Shane's question, we move on. Have we finished everything? I'm not. What's going on? Help me.
Yeah.你觉得回答了吗？还是？
我觉得没回答。
She said not answer yet. Yeah, she, yeah. Maybe you can ask in English. 你可以用英语。
Try it again.
Yeah.
就是他要的这么多东西，给我感觉不像是神在要，就像是人在要。而且这些金银财宝，现在这些东西到最后又归了谁了呢？
Yeah, she tried to understand why God asked so many offerings from Israelites. the gold, the silver, and the,
and,
yeah, so, and all these things, afterwards, who get all these things? Because God no need for these things, right?
Yes.
And the sacrifice,
yeah. God says, I want you to give a sacrifice so that we can begin to act like Him.
神要我们献祭, 哈, 其实是让我们能够像他一样。
I'm trying to think my way through here. Where does the gold come from in the first place?
所以金子从哪里来的? 最早。
God gives it to me so that I can give it to Him.
所以神给我, 以至于我可以还给他。
That's pretty good.
这不是很好吗?
I even get to keep some of it for myself.
我还留了一点给我自己嘛。
Okay? So, all we ever give to God is what God has given to us in the first place.
因为我们所有给神的东西全都是神先给我的嘛。 然后我留了一部分。Why
does He give it to us? He wants us to be part of His work.
那他为什么要给我们? 他需要让我们成为他工作的一部分。
He wants us to be like our family.
就像我们,就像他的亲人一样,他家人一样。
You've got children and you want them to be like you.
所以你是孩子,你希望你的孩子像你一样。
So when my sister was a little girl,
对,当我的姐姐是小女孩的时候,
I don't know that she likes me telling stories, but she hasn't told me no. Hasn't told me to stop yet.
她没有阻止我,
okay. So when my mother sent her to Sunday school when she was a little girl.
对,我妈妈差她去主日学,
and I'm not sure of exactly the numbers, but it was something like this.
我不记得确切的数字啊,
she said, you go to Sunday school, I'm going to give you 25 cents.
所以呢,他说呢,你去主日学,我给你2毛5.
10 cents you can put for your bus fare, your car fare. So you got to buy a ticket on the bus, 10 cents for the bus fare.
那1毛钱呢,是买公交票,就是公交车的。
Okay, and 10 cents you can put in the collection when you get to church.
然后1毛钱呢, 你到教会呢, 就放在那个奉献箱里,
and I don't know what the nickel was probably so she could buy an ice cream cone.
剩下的呢, 大概就可以买一个冰激凌了。
Why didn't my mother just put the 10 cents in the collection herself?
那为什么我妈妈不就自己把1毛钱丢在奉献箱呢?
Okay. My mother gave her some money so that she could give it to God.
所以我妈妈把钱给她, 让孩子可以自己放到奉献箱里。
That's good training.
这是很好的训练, 不是吗?
Okay. The Lord's been giving her money ever since. And she keeps on giving money to the Lord.
那之后呢, 神也不停地给Norma钱, 那Norma呢也不停地奉献给神, 这不是很好吗?
So God doesn't just want to do work for you. He wants to do work through you.
所以神不单单想为你做事, 他更愿意通过你做事, 改变你, 让你来做事。
That any more help? Okay. You can speak to Norma afterwards.
Yeah.
I think Shane was next.
Actually.
Yeah, 摩西的律法也就没有了，对吧？那你说还会神还会派再派个儿子过来吗？还会派过来。
Okay. He said, when Jesus is here,
yes,
no need for Moses' laws. Just like you said, the husband is back, and no need for wife to, you know, husband write the letter to wife. So the question is not here. The question is, he said, possible that God will send another son to us? I didn't catch the logic, but the question is that possible that God send another son to us?
Okay, there are two questions, are there not? The first question is, do we have to obey any of Moses' laws.
那我们先看两个问题。第一呢，是不是我们今天还需要遵行摩西的律法？
Okay. So what's the Bible say?
那圣经怎么说的呢？
Bible says, "Thou shalt not steal."
圣经说呢，你不能偷盗。
That's Moses' law.
这是摩西律法。
Do we have to obey that law?
我们要不要遵循呢？当然。
Yes, we obey that law. What about thou shalt not commit adultery?
那不可犯奸淫呢？
Only meant one man and one wife in Moses' day.
所以摩西也说了，一男一女就是夫妻了。
Do we have to obey that law?
我们这个律法要不要守呢？当然要守。
Yeah. So we have to obey. We obey Moses' laws for several reasons, not the least of which is that the New Testament says we must obey Moses' laws.
所以我们是要守这些律法的，不单单是新约，也没有废掉这些律法。
We cannot obey some of Moses' laws called the ceremonial laws because they were telling us about Jesus, but Jesus is now here.
我们只是守不了摩西律法里那一部分叫做仪式性的 ceremonial， 就是宗教礼仪性的那个律法，因为他们这些律法都指向耶稣的，但耶稣今天已经在这里了，已经成了。
So if I sin, I don't have to bring a lamb as a sacrifice.
比方说呢，我犯罪了，我不需要再拿一只羊再去献祭，这个不用守了。
Because Jesus is the lamb for my sacrifice.
因为我已经有那只羊了，不是说这个律法没有用，而是这个律法在耶稣里已经成全了。耶稣就是那只羊。
And so when I sin, I go in prayer to Jesus, and I ask for forgiveness. Not because I sacrifice a lamb, but because Jesus died for me.
所以不是因为我献了一只羊，而是耶稣为我的罪死了，所以这个祭已经献上，一次献上。
So in the New Testament context, then Jesus becomes the fulfillment of the ceremonial law, the laws of do this, do this, do this, as a picture, because Jesus is the fulfillment.
所以新约呢，耶稣是完成了摩西律法里的这样的一个部分，指向耶稣的仪式性的这个部分，因为耶稣已经完全做成了。
But in terms of the law for me to love God, that stands.
那比方说其他的律法，像我要爱神的这些律法，这个还是在的。
In terms of the law for me to love our neighbor,
那爱我的邻舍的这个律法，
that stands.
也还是在的。Second question.
Oh, second question. Yes. What was the second question again?
Will God send another son to us?
Only begotten son.
What was that again?
God has only begotten son.
God has, he says, only begotten son.
对，神差来基督的时候，就是他独生子基督。
In the Trinity, how many people are there in the Trinity?
三位一体的神有几位啊？
God the Father.
圣父。
God the Son,
圣子
God the Holy Spirit,
圣灵
God the Second Son,
no.
没有神的二儿子，没有这个，没有神的二儿子这个，一共就三个啊，神没有二儿子。OK，
我就是相信，比如说这个自然规律啊，是这个上帝预先给我们的，但是有时候我感觉就是说，自然规律告诉我们的答案。
Yeah, so he believed that the science, the natural science, will also have a lot of rules, right? But if the conclusion of science is in conflict with the Bible, so which one I should believe?
The key word is this. Yeah. If the conclusion of science is in conflict with the Bible, which should I believe?
Yeah.
The answer is, the conclusion of science is never in conflict with the Bible.
对，所以他说呢，答案是呢，只要你是科学，就永远不会跟圣经相冲突。
Scientists may think that the conclusion of the Bible is something. But the conclusion of science is something. But the true science is never in conflict with the Bible.
所以你应该这么说，可能有些科学家他认为他所研究的这个科学是跟圣经相冲突的，但是真实科学的真理是永远不会和圣经相冲突的。
The fact is, we don't understand all of science yet.
因为呢，我们今天至少在人这个环节，还不是所有科学的道理都明白了。
Because our understanding is limited, we may think that the Bible and science are in conflict.
正是因为我们理解的有限，我们才会认为呢，哎，好像这个科学和真理和神是冲突的。
But they are not.
其实不冲突。
So the Lord Jesus said this. He said, "Heaven and earth will pass away."
对，所以耶稣这么说的，他说天地都要废去啊。
But my word will never pass away.
但是我的律法却不会废去。
So not only is it true the Bible is not wrong.
所以神这个圣经不但没有错误。
The Bible.Cannot be wrong.
也不可能出错，圣经。
As God has said, it's going to last forever.
因为神说它是要存到永远的。
So when you see the Bible in apparent conflict with science,
那如果你看见圣经呢，好像有一个明显的跟科学有冲突的时候
，then the Bible is right.
那肯定是圣经是对的。
We may not fully understand science.
我们对圣经对科学的理解有限。
We may not even fully understand the Bible.
我们对圣经的理解有时候也是有限的。
But the Bible is always right.
那圣经不管怎么样都是对的。
So I'm not sure what else to say about that one.
That's a good one.
Let me just say one more thing about our story.
那么再讲一个点啊。
We were studying in Genesis, in Numbers 13 and 14, this particular story, and this story took place at a particular place. Can you remember where it was? We talked about it two or three weeks ago.
我们两三个星期前啊
Where did it take place?
我们一直在学这个13、14章民数记，它这个故事，特别的故事，发生在一个特别的地方，大家记得这个地方叫什么吗？
Where did it take place?Chapter 13 and verse 2.
十三章的二节。
Verse 3.
三节。
So at the Lord's command, Moses sent them out from the desert of Paran.
巴兰的旷野。
Okay. What does the word Paran mean?
巴兰什么意思？
It actually means a place of abundant foliage.
就是有水草丰盛的地方。
Okay, it is a place. There was an. It was like an oasis.
就像一个绿洲一样。
And it was therefore a comfortable place.
是个很舒服的地方。
There was. It was probably cool in the day. It had lots of water. It was just a nice little place to be. It was comfortable.
所以有丰盛的水，然后呢，很凉爽。是舒服的地方。
If you go to the book of Deuteronomy,
那你如果去到生命记呢？
Moses said when he talks about this, he says this all happened at a place called Kadesh Barnea.
所以他说呢，这都发生在Kadesh Barnea， 就加底斯巴尼亚可能是。
Okay, now the question is why different names?
为什么叫不同的名字呢？
Why would he call it?The wilderness or the desert of Paran in one place, and Kadesh Barnea in another.
那为什么有一个叫这个巴兰的旷野啊，一个叫另外的 Kadesh Barnea?
And the answer is because when you look at something from this perspective forward, you get one vision. When you look from your perspective backwards, you get another vision.
这是不同角度的问题，就是你站在一个时间点啊，你往前看。你是一个视角，事情过去以后，你站在那往回看，又是一个视角。
Looking forward, they said we don't want to go in and fight. We're going to have to leave this nice oasis And it's kind of nice. We'd like to spend a few more days here. We don't want to go in and fight. We'd rather spend some time here.
所以往前看的时候呢，他们在这个绿洲里很舒服啊。他说：“哎呀，我们想再休息一下，这个舒服的地方，我们先等一等，不要着急进去。”
But when you look back on it, Moses says it wasn't the wilderness of Paran.It was Kadesh Barnea. So what does Kadesh Barnea mean?
所以呢，往回头看，摩西说呢，这就不是巴兰的旷野，这是 Kadesh Barnea 这个词什么意思呢？
And it means the place of separation for wandering.
啊，这是一个地啊，从这里开始分开，开始漂流在旷野。
He's looking back and he says, "You came to that place."And instead of following God and going on, you said we won't follow God. You separated yourself from God, and you spent 40 years wandering.
所以本来在这之前，他们要跟随神进到迦南地的。一进到这个地方，叫这个巴兰的旷野这个地方的时候呢，那他们决定不跟随神了。所以这个是一个分裂点，然后从此他们开始在旷野在打转了。所以这个地方从回头再看呢，就变成分开流浪的这么一个点，这个地名就不同了。
Don't say no to God.
所以不要跟神说不啊。
If God says don't do that,
如果神说呢，不要这么做。
What are you going to say?
你要说怎么说呢？
You say, okay, I won't do that.
你就说那我就不做了。
But if you say, I know you say don't do that, but I'm going to go anyway and do it.
如果神说呢，你说呢，我知道你让我不做，但我还是要去做一下。
You may find yourself wandering for a long time, all because you refused to obey God when you knew you should obey God.
所以你就会看见你自己在旷野转很久，因为你知道你本应该顺服的时候，你却拒绝。
Okay.Looking ahead, you say, I don't want to leave this place. It's very nice here.
如果你往前进呢，你说，哎呀，我不想离开这个地方，这个地方很舒服。
But if you disobey, you can look back 40 years later.
然后你
say, that's where I made a terrible mistake. I would not obey.
然后40年之后，你再回望这个地方呢，你说，哎呀，这是我犯了特别糟糕错误的地方，因为我在那不顺服神。
Okay, so that's just another warning from this passage. Next week we go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
这是我们另外一个角度啊，这是一个很好的警告的点。下一周我们回到那个哥林多前书十章。
All right, let's pray. Our time is just about gone.
那我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we want to thank you for telling us interesting stories.
主啊，谢谢您告诉我们许多有趣的故事。
And Lord, the fascinating thing about these stories is they're not only interesting, but they're true.
Amen. 所以这些故事不但有趣，它更是真理，更是真实的。
And not only that, Lord, they teach us lots of important lessons.
而且呢，它教导我们许许多多很重要的教训。
Lord, would you help us to learn from the Bible rather than insisting that we do our own thing and having to learn from our mistakes?
主啊，求您教导我们关于圣经的真理，使得我们不要坚持走我们自己想走的路，以至于要在这些错误中吸取教训。
We're thankful, Lord, that you've given us the Holy Spirit to teach us.
谢谢您，您赐给我们圣灵来教导我们。
We're thankful for your warning us.
也就谢谢您给我们警戒。
Lord, may you give us the grace to believe and to obey when you speak to us.
求您在向我们说话的时候，给我们这样的恩典，相信并顺服。
Thanks again for today, Lord. Bless each one of us, we pray.
谢谢您再一次也祝福我们在座的每一位。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen. Amen.